This is Down to Brass Tacks. You're on the air. Good morning.
Hello. No. Good morning,
yes.
Meg.
Good morning.
How are you today?
I'm okay. What about you?
Pretty well. I am fuming, but I know you are going to control this temper that I've got. First, there was a guy who called and expressed the problems facing the Cubans. There was no problems, Joanne. Monday paper, front page, Cubans in town, expressed the fact that they were tested in Cuba and that they'll be tested here. Inside of the paper, Cubans' medical team to be tested with a photograph of the minister responsible for health. So I don't know how some person can pick up themselves to feel that our system is a system that operated where he thinks he wants it to operate.
Mark, what I can say to you, there are some individuals in life that if they don't physically see something, it didn't exist. So if it is that the individual probably thought he probably should have been present at the testing, I don't know. But you can't please everybody. It was said that they would have been. So I tried to explain, you know, you don't know. They tested before. Tested coming in. And if it is that they're needed, of course, they're not going to quarantine them for 14 days to delay the work that they have to come to do. But anyway, you don't have to lose your cool. Let that one slide and pass.
I just want to establish that there's been some proof in the Nation newspaper and on TV and radio that the Cuban nurses or Cuban medical team would undergo a test. They came in two flights from Cuba. They will undergo a test in Cuba and they will undergo a test in Barbados before they're sent off to St. Lucie to function at the establishment in St. Lucie. I read that. Now, this whole thing, I'm angry. You know why I'm angry? The old people are given checks. Some of these old folks need to get the money. So they can't go and step in the line, or they don't want to go and step in the line. And sometimes they attempt to get the check changed. I am so angry of some person who took a check from an old lady yesterday, a check for $300 and something, and took out $40 for changing it. And took out $40 for changing it. An establishment in Bridgetown. An establishment that people have known that when they change checks for people, they change checks, they take out the money. This is not fair. $40 was taken out of a check for $365 of an old lady, a friend of mine, to get the check changed. That's not fair. In this time of COVID-19, in this time where we've got people who cannot get out of the house, who have circumstances that people can spread themselves or people like this, take advantage of old people. I feel that this person should give back the old person the check and let them at least get the change. Not $40. The old lady could scarcely afford the $40. If she had said to her, spend $40 or spend something, I will change the check for you. But not, I will change the check for you, but I have to deduct something from it. And you deduct $40? It shouldn't be that. It should be that you should tell the old lady, look, I'm very, very busy. I don't mind changing the check, but you got to spend a little something with me, whether it was a 10 or 15 or 20 or something dollars, but not to take the $364 from the old lady and take out $40 and feel that you're doing something to this country. You're not doing anything to this country but hurting it. You're not doing anything to this country but destroying it. And I believe all of these people, the contempt of court, I believe all these people who break the laws of Barbados should at least face what is known as a contempt of court. The big long thing, go before the master, bam, bam, bam. You face the music. This is not fair, Joanne.
I agree with you. It isn't, and it is unfortunate that during this time you will find some unconscionable individuals who will not be thinking about COVID and what happens or can happen. They're thinking about themselves, and that's unfortunate, Mark. It is.
You know, I agree it's unfortunate, but those are the people that when you talk, people complain. We are trying to solve the problem in Barbados as far as COVID is concerned. Some people are adhering to the message others are not. The fact remains, how it is, how it is it feel. I am of the opinion that the disabled community has a body. BARP has a body. The supermarkets employ what they consider to be, I would say, security personnel and other people. All the disabled people in Barbados should at least be leaning on the disabled community office and the personnel there to get at least the relief of what they're going through at the supermarkets. I know that BARP is doing the very best as well. And I'm of the opinion that if it is set out that the disabled community got to trust the organization, BARP has to trust the organization as well. The supermarkets who are receiving a lot of finance for this going on should employ security guards to control the social situation. And that is to say that all that is necessary, if it's 10 people or 9 people spread apart or 6 feet apart, then you've got the security guards and you've got what they can consider to be the push guards that can help regulate the behavior and the attendance. But for me to hear that in this day and age, all the supermarkets are benefiting by is the cash registers clanging, 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 clanging. They've got to put in something too. They can't leave it to only government alone to enforce. Supermarket got, and I'm going to say this wide and clear, the police is doing a wonderful job in Barbados. But I want to know if those special policemen who work for the supermarkets and security people, what is the position with them? Are they not there capable of controlling and helping the supermarket to control the crowd? We cannot continue to live this type of life with selfishness and damage to each other like that. I'm calling on the disabled community, those who are in charge of the disabled community. Reach out. Reach out to those who may have lost a limb, those who might have been visually impaired. Reach out to them. Put out a message on where they're asking them to get hold of you, and then you all start to process the needs and the requirements, not only from the supermarket, from the very same situation that they just talked about, where $40 have been taken out of a check that should not have been.
Yeah.
We have to understand. We have to help.
I agree with you, Mark. I agree with you. And
to help.
It's unfortunate. The very people that we're trying to protect through this pandemic, very people that are actually getting hurt in different ways, in different ways. And again, like I said, there's no perfect fix, but there are things that can be fixed and improvements can be made. I think where we can make those improvements, we do so.
I have another suggestion for you. Mm-hmm. The supermarket should open a window for these circumstances that these people would not have to proceed into the supermarket to pick up a $10, $25, or $50, that these people will be interviewed as far as the window of requirements are concerned. Somewhere along the line, they can take out an additional set of staff, set a tent out in the yard, strictly to be dealing with disabled people or the disabled association, something along that line, so as to eradicate the problems that are coming daily because Barbadians, you know, Joanne, you know better than I do that Barbados are hasty people. They can't wait. They're not going to wait. But with this COVID, I am talking because I have known. Listen to me, Joanne.
Yes, I'm still here. Go ahead.
Four of my friends have died from it in New York. Four of my friends. And I know how hard it is. I know how it is on the families there because the families are not going to see the bodies to bury them because the bodies will be burnt and the ashes are likely to be sent home.
That's the thing, Mark, and people don't seem to get it. There are no funerals that, you know, the older people, senior citizens, you can't go and say goodbye to your friend. You can't go to a baby shower. You're not going to see the baby in person. You're not going to get married. You can't get married now and have all your friends at your wedding. There's so many things you cannot do. And the longer we don't listen, the longer we are going to be in this position. We need to listen. We need to bite the bullet. We need to make these sacrifices. We need to pull back. As somebody, again, messaging me here and said, this is a war. It is a war against a very deadly virus. We want to win this war. We don't want this war to take any more lives or our livelihood or our way of life. It has destroyed or is destroying everything gradually. I think a lot of people are going to need some psychological help after this of what COVID has put us all through. So can people please, and I put in this plea out there too, but everybody, pay attention, listen to what the people are asking you to do, and let us get rid of this virus. In 2 weeks, when we go out and all of these numbers and huddling together, you have to now count 14 days in your head to see whether or not you've compromised yourself because you have not listened.
I want to leave Barbados with this. I want to let Barbados understand that there is a sickness that many of our families encounter at times like this, crisis times, is known as mental health. We have to be very careful that what is happening in this country. Study your family member who is affected mentally. Study these things. Make sure that your family member don't have a breakdown. Make sure that your family member somewhere along the line don't go through because of this. This is not a selfish situation. This is an everybody involvement.
Yeah.
I know when they start to talk, I tell you that.
Well, Mark, we can got to cut it there because we got a break for commercial, but I want to thank you. Make sure to say this to you. Please, you stay safe, okay? Thank you. This is Down to Brass Tacks. You're on the air.
Hi. Good morning, Joanne.
Good morning.
Hi. Good to hear you. I want to mention a couple items relative to this corona thing problem we have. And I want to say first up that we should, I think that 3-4 weeks ago, I was saying that it's better for the government to encourage people to wear a mask, and even in some cases where they should have perhaps gone about trying to gather enough a decent quantity that they maybe could supply the public with some of them, and that would have taken care of the rush to the need to stop people from going in, wanting to stop people from going into supermarkets. And that sort of thing. I don't understand how you could want to stop people from going into supermarkets, at least from trying to get some food. So I am saying that if masks were being used currently, once you're on the outside, you use your mask, then the supermarket, there would be no need to stop you from going into supermarkets. You want to control the amount that's going to supermarkets, of course. And actually, if you could actually let more into the supermarket, you can also short your line. You're talking 6 feet now. I'm saying you can go back to that 3 feet thing if you're using the mask, because my understanding is you're talking liquid, what we have come to know as golf balls coming from your mouth. And if you're covering your mouth, I don't see how the golf balls gonna get out to hurt anybody in that way. All right, unless you're there chatting, blabbering. So I am saying, there's still a chance for this mask factor. Let people wear a mask on the outside. You got to use coercion, I guess, for now. But allow the supermarkets to open as normal. You might want to, at some point, after a week of allowing the supermarkets to open back normal, you might want to then go to the surname factor, and do it, and then have a surname factor for every, you know, from A to.
But how does that control a crowd coming in? Because if you have 1,000 people coming in with the last names between A to H, for example.
We only saw an escalation of the crowds when there was an announcement that the supermarkets would be closed. A major escalation that they would be closed. We were having 24-hour curfew, and at that point, that encouraged a mass drive for people to head towards the supermarkets and anywhere that they could get some of the water. And so what I am saying is that if you have relaxed the curfew a bit, you relax the curfew, you're giving 8 hours or whatever a day for people to go to the supermarket or wherever, then all you need today to do once you allow people to shop as normal and encourage them to stock some stuff, because you're going to implement a last name basis factor in the coming in the next week. So you give them a little time. Don't knee jerk. Just give people a little time to understand and get the message across. Stop being knee jerking. But
what I'm asking you, sir, is if 1,000 people came down to the supermarket in the morning, how do I control the crowd, even if I try to do it by last name? How do I stop people from lining up all around my establishment?
1,000 people are only going to come down if they hear there's something abnormal going on and they need to get there. Everybody need to get there one time. That's all I'm saying. So I have said, if you allow the place to open up normal for a week, at least a week, and then you go on to the name, the surname basis thing in a logical manner. And when it's a logical manner, also I'm saying that if you go to the surname thing, then you have to take a lot of that. As somebody was saying before, that some surnames are more frequent than others, a lot more frequent than others. And you try to space it out in a way based on that this form book situation that would prevent the crowding, the extra crowding. The 1,000 things doesn't play in the, if you do it without your major factor. But I don't want to drill. I said what I want to say, and I'm saying that mask is an approach that should be taken when you're on the outside. That will bring a lot of comfort to people. It will stop a lot of. And I'm also going to say that I believe that that the cold conditions, air conditioned conditions, are more possible for this thing to travel in those environments than in the open, and hence the more reason why one should wear a mask. Okay, I want to move on. I want to say move on from that. I hope I've been heard. I want to move on from that, and I want to say I would like to see the government bring a package, some major package of relief for people in the tourism industry. Especially the average Joe, talking about the taxi man in particular, the jet ski guys, the various people who sell, vendors who sell things to tourists. Once you have registered, once a person is registered in the industry, whether they own their own taxi, they could show evidence that they're in the industry. Then I am saying, offer some relief to these people that perhaps might last a month, two months, and rare taxis that owners that have drivers, that they are encouraged to give something to their driver to help them to tide through these difficult periods. So I'm calling for relief, not stimulus. The stimulus could come in a different way, of course, yes. But for relief, the gasoline has been rough on the average taxi man for months, over a year now. It's been rough. And the government has made a lot of money on that and from that gasoline. Give back some now to the average transport, even though they got increases, but the fuel has been a real deterrent, a real hurt factor in operating a taxi, but like I said, any kind of transportation in particular, once your vehicle is used as a factor in working, so this is what I'm talking about, taxis in particular. So
okay,
bring some package that will bring some relief to this sector. Whether it's $1,000, $1,500, something that it wouldn't break the bank, but will help the average person to get a little food, to buy some food, something that will help to bring some relief to those individuals as we make our way through this difficult period that we're in. Okay.
Okay. I want to thank you so much for your contribution. I want to read one or two WhatsApps before we go on to another caller. It says here, good morning. This is a learning experience for the hurricane season. I was in 4 major hurricanes in the region. I saw thousands of people in long lines for days waiting on water and food. Barbados, you ain't seen nothing yet. This is just smoke. The hurricane season about to start. And what would you do then if you had a Category 5? And and the virus. Barbados needs to wake up. And there is another WhatsApp here I want to read. Another person said that the government would have met with the supermarket owners who would have given the undertaking that they could accommodate online and email orders. That is the only way I believe permission would have been granted. For some establishments to now say they cannot facilitate it, they can't facilitate this system after it's been implemented shows the dishonesty. You would have had to know the previous numbers that several people would access the service. So you needed to put all the systems you needed to put in place. One WhatsApp number and unanswered emails, the person is saying, is totally unacceptable. And I fully agree with this writer that the government did sat down and they made an agreement with these supermarkets, and these supermarkets really should have put some things in place to facilitate this. But to be balanced and to be fair, I can understand that they don't do this on a regular. It's not their main source of how they do business, these online purchases. So I do understand the predicaments on both ends. This is Down to Brass Tacks. You're on the air. Good morning.
Good morning, Joanne.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm okay. What about you?
I'm pretty good, you know. Now, Joanne, I must first ask you a question. Do you read your Bible?
No, I don't understand it.
Oh, okay. Now, let me tell you something. The guy, someone, a Bible by name of
Joe. I read verses on the internet, but I don't read the entire Bible, and I read what you call the basic English, the Queen's English one, the King James Version.
Right. Now, there's a guy in the Bible by name of Job.
Mm-hmm.
If you read Job, you would see this guy had patience. I mean, I can't even explain the amount of patience he had, and I can say to you have now outdone Job by leaps and bounds.
I think most mothers do, actually, on a daily basis, but go ahead.
Now, you had a caller questioning. I mean, this is in response to two queries that Mark presented to you just now.
Mm-hmm.
That caller questioned about the Cuban doctors coming to Barbados.
Mm-hmm.
I read, Joanne, that these doctors were tested in Cuba, and then when they came to Barbados, their temperatures were also tested before they went to the location in St. Lucie. So I was sort of concerned when he raised such a fabulous question. And you know what my problem is? I got a big problem. When we have such a serious pandemic, in this country, and when we should be grateful to know that Cuba could at least lend us 100 doctors to relief the stress and the strain that all medical personnel are going through at the present moment. I can get someone coming with a sort of disgusting behavior. We should be thankful.
The negative approach, the what we call finding problems to the solution as opposed to the solution to the problem.
Correct. We have America and all the big superpowers fighting this thing on their own. You think America would send 100 or even 10 doctors down to Barbados at this present moment? They're holding on to every single medical person they have in their country in order to fight this pandemic. And I can get this sort of contribution from a caller this morning.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Mar also raised the check issue to you concerning the old lady. Maybe someone rip off the old lady, as Mark said. Okay, I don't know. But there's a system where shopkeepers, I'm speaking about shopkeepers and supermarkets, also cash those checks to persons, but they spend a couple of dollars and then they give them the remainder or the balance for
mm-hmm.
the check. But there are a particular establishment, and I think government need to look into it, that you know normally you get two checks, one to cash a particular time for 2 weeks, and then after the 2 weeks expire, then you're going to cash the other check.
Mm-hmm.
Now, some of these persons who have these checks or receive these checks, if they want the full amount of the checks, both checks one time, they'll go to this place and they'll pay the place $35 of the pittance that they receive as a pension, $35 of that small amount of money, in order to get the full check cash, both checks cash. I think government need to look into that particular situation, because I thought normally if you have a pension check, you should go to a bank or wherever the whereabouts that place that cash these checks with the person ID. I don't know, you could just go and deposit somebody's check without showing that the check was sanctioned by that by the individual who the check was supposed to be assigned to. Sorry. So I think government needs to look at that aspect of it.
Mm-hmm.
Because it shouldn't be. Nobody shouldn't be able to take your check and go and put it in an account or cash it without your ID. And that is indeed my concern. Now, the queues that we find that we are having right now at the present moment at the post office as well, I think that's going to be alleviated by the government asking the Republic Bank to open up their doors. Because Republic Bank also cash the pension checks.
Mm-hmm.
They're one in Bridgetown, one in Warren, and I think, if you can help me, I think they're one in Six Roads as well.
Yes, there's one in Six Roads.
Correct. So I honestly believe if they had asked Republic Bank to open up for these 2 or 3 days, you would not get the long lines at the post office as you get at the present moment.
I want to say this. I can't remember which call it was. It was a second or caller, but a gentleman caller. And what he was trying to say is a lot of this is about psychology too. Mm-hmm. If you say A, you're going to panic people, depending on how you say and what you say.
Mm-hmm.
So what people are trying to communicate here on Brass Tacks, and in particular that gentleman, was a case of if you keep the supermarket open, then you will have less panic and less rushing.
Mm-hmm.
But when you do that, you still have to put things in place to control the amount of people to go in, keeping with the social distancing, or should I say the physical distancing. So in my opinion, you should still call and make an appointment with your ID card or something like that, whether they want to call it the last name in alphabetical order, or you just call and make an appointment. The supermarket will know how many people they can accommodate within a particular time in keeping with the rules. That's all we need. And a defense force personnel and the police to be present to keep order there. I'll tell you why I said this. A couple of days ago, I saw on Water Authority's Facebook page a notice about St. John. And they were saying that the people in these areas, that they were using the tanks to wash clothes and to cars and so on. Now, I've never really responded in anybody's Facebook page, but I felt compelled to do that. And really and truly, when people are doing that, if they're doing that, it means that there's not enough. So if you put 2 more tanks out there, which they did, by the way, and I want to thank them on behalf of people of St. John, because they put 2 tanks, they put more water out there. So there's less rushing. There's less fear. So if you keep these supermarkets open, not to the full time, but maybe 8 hours, and you put some things in place where it is managed properly, you pull away from the fair, and you get more people coming forward to doing their shopping in a more normal way, but still acknowledging the physical distancing. I don't know what you think about that in terms of getting it done in that way.
Yeah,
because if you say to me, I'm shutting down in 24 hours, I've been shutting down in 48 hours, I'm going to restrict. Automatically, in my mind, I'm going to panic. I'm going to worry. I'm going to think about, oh, shoot, the kids need Pampers. Children need milk. I need more bread. I need more. It's going to happen that way because it's just human nature.
But I support some of what you said. But to be honest with you, Joyanne, I honestly believe, as I told a friend of mine this morning, I believe a curfew is indeed a curfew. And if you impose a curfew for 14 days, I honestly believe the country should have shut down for 14 days. And at the end of that period, you open back. If you plan to extend the curfew, give people about 2 or 3 more days to shop, and then impose the curfew again.
No, what I'm saying is there should be and there is a curfew. What I'm saying, it doesn't take away from a curfew. You still have a curfew.
Mm-hmm.
Of course you have a curfew. You shut down non-essential things and you keep that where it is. We don't need for anything else to open back.
Correct.
I'm just speaking about these supermarkets. Just these supermarkets. Only these supermarkets. Mm-hmm. Because they mentioned this morning in the news that they cannot sustain the online shopping. They can't get it done. don't mind they made a commitment, but they can't seem to do it. And if they can't do it, we need to find another solution. So what I'm saying is if you keep these supermarkets open, even if you shorten the timeline and just put 8 hours only with a few things in place, just keep them open. That's it. Everything else closes, but just keep them open for the 8 hours and you still keep the curfew in place. Because your hot spots right now are your supermarkets. There's no other hot spots. Well, the next hot spot is the bread places. I don't understand why people need to line up so long for bread. I understand you need it, but sometimes you can freeze bread. You buy 2 or 3 packs. You shouldn't have to go back for another 2 weeks, depending on how big the family is, of course. But that's another hot spot. You've gone from the supermarket as a hot spot, now to the bread places as a hot spot. So we just have to be very careful. All right, but I want to thank you. Anything else you want to?
Yeah, I will close by saying this to you, Joyanne. No, this is not referring to what you now said to me, okay? But I'm hearing throughout this situation we're going through now, I am hearing lots of ideas coming now after the fact. And people must understand that government, and it not only Barbados, throughout the region, this is the first time we had to handle such a situation of this magnitude. And you can't be right every single thing you do. You're going to misstep, or there's going to be some misgivings in some of the things you do. You can't hit everything on the spot. And I believe that after this situation, governments throughout the region, indeed Barbados as well, would know how to handle a situation such as this again. So
I just want to read something someone sent here, a person who I know who's visually impaired. She said, there's nothing normal about this 8 hours. That's going to create a serious spread of corona. But in my mind, if you're bundling up for 1 hour, what is worse, 8 hours of making sure you adhere to the physical distancing and being allowed to shop safely, or 1 hour where everybody bunches up outside, and then that is where you will get some problems of spreading a virus? I just wanted to read that out, but I want to thank you. Any final words before we go on to our next caller?
Yeah, but I mean, I'm going to close by saying this, I just want to close. But look, if this thing continue, okay, people like me who are abiding by this curfew, the 15 or 14 day period, I just talk up when this thing was first announced, and there's a possibility that probably a week after the 14 days or so, I may around the grocery streets. And I hope, and I do hope, I'm really serious about what I'm saying, that it won't create a problem for me if the government had to come impose another curfew. Because the people who are there on the streets right now that may force government to come and impose something else that may hinder my movements as far as stocking again with my groceries. That is my only concern.
Okay. All right, I want to thank you, as always, for your contribution. I want to read another WhatsApp here. It says, good morning. This one obviously came in a little bit earlier. They said, can you imagine that at 9:30 this morning, the Bentham Post Office in St. Lucie was still not opened? The queue was already large, and they are wondering if it's still going to close at 3:15. Could you bring this to the authorities' attention through brass tacks? So that was at 9:30 this morning at the Benton's post office in St. Lucie was still not open, and that they're saying that the queue was already very, very large. Maybe that person can write to us again to let us know what is happening in the area of St. Lucie and possibly in other areas, the other post offices, to let us know if it's flowing a bit better. This is Down to Brass Tacks. You're on the air.
Yeah, good. Hello, how are you?
I am well, and yourself?
Fine. It's just a quick intervention, actually. It's noted that most of the supermarkets and the pharmacies, which are providing service, remain closed to the customers we shopping on the inside, right? In order to protect their staff. But with one possible exception, or leading pharmacy in Bridgetown, you know, that seemed to be an exception, actually. I just want to comment slightly on this thing here. Now, I find Barbadians is listen here, but they don't listen. It is here, but they don't listen. Then Ms. Bradshaw made her give her press conference. She said, from 9 a.m. today, Barbadians in urgent need of groceries, in urgent need of groceries, will be able to order via websites, et cetera, et cetera. In urgent need of groceries. If you're hearing what the supermarket owners saying, then an urgent need of groceries.
Oh, yeah, this morning when you said that somebody was ordering lipstick.
Yes.
From the supermarket.
Unprecedented numbers. You see what I'm saying? No, this department has got to really and truly get their act together. This COVID-19 has really shown up. Barbadians and abusing systems. They abuse the pensioners, abuse the buses, callers abuse the radio station from beginning of the day through the whole day with banter and nonsense. Now even the announcer this morning on VOB at 8:10 had to inform people that who's sending a WhatsApp to Brandstack today. Wait until brass tacks start at 10. This is the problem in the country. Barbadians have to be self-disciplined enough. And I don't believe it. And as you say, it's not a fact. They have to listen. Now, when from the 16th, when the first two cases was announced, Barbadians was inundating the supermarkets. And it's not inundating the supermarkets. They did not participate in the physical distancing. That's the problem with Barbados. As you see here yesterday at the post office all about. Right? That's still the problem. Barbados need to learn and to hear and to listen. And I blame the radio stations in Barbados for a lot of the nonsense that's going on.
How so?
The radio station. Look. You got... No, they'll be like they're falling line now to CBC. From 5 o'clock in the morning, all during the day, except when you got a brass tax. Banter is on the radio. It's bringing nothing to the country. So your people are not thinking. I heard the thing of the elderly, Marlon Rice boy. She commented in the news items. She talking to the deaf because those people don't listen to news items. Those people, she had to send them to some to programs in Barbados. That's where they were listening to. Okay? So I blame the radio station for that. If Barbados is still racist, it's farm of glory days, the radio stations, this country, has to be playing a pivotal role in the country. Not banter all day and all night. We're not going to get anywhere with this. Most of the people in Barbados don't know nothing what's going on around them. They don't listen. That is the major. If Barbados continue in this position, I'm sad to say, we might have to get a strong man down the road to implement things, and that's that. Nope, there's no need for money for the going out of bread shops. I believe breakers should be providing for the hospital. And for the geriatric hospital, and for all the government entities. You want to tell me somebody can leave this time, Philip, and all about the place going for bread? If you can buy biscuits, or you can make bakes. Come on, man. People in Barbados got to get better than this. They have to be more responsible. And I was saying this one.
I'm going to agree with you here for sure on this, because, as I said, it's not the regular, and asking people to please, you know, just work with everybody here. It can't be life as norm for the time being. You may not get bread every single day. You may not get every single thing you want. You need to make the sacrifice. And I think that is the message that they need to listen to, make a sacrifice. But I want to thank you, because we do have to take a break here. But I totally 100% agree with you. It's now 11:56. Good morning. You're on the air. Brass Tacks, good morning. Go ahead. Good morning. Brass Tacks, good morning.
Ready.
Yes, go ahead, ma'am.
Or people are ready.
Hello?
We have
yes, go ahead.
About people are ready, right? And I'm not happy with the long lines where these old people are receive the pensions. There should be some a better method, because these people, some of them are underlying these diseases and stuff, right? What I would suggest to those supermarket people, right, they need to design a web page, put in the pictures or whatever they're selling, and let the people click what they want and use the some form of payment, whether it's PayPal, whatever, credit card, right? And let the people come in the supermarket and shop in a limited numbers, if that is so desired. But this thing, this COVID thing, right? We live in cold environments, right? And I believe the air condition can hold it too. But my suggestion, I believe that BERT has quite a number of members, senior citizens, the disability unit, and the church. What they can do, they can form a cooperative, right, and work with the distributors, right? Work along with NIS, right, and ask the people who are getting the pensions how much money they would like to spend at BERT in the cooperative, right, and send over this money as a direct debit. And the NIS can also give a debit card, if that is possible, right, to alleviate some of these problems. If they have the cooperative and BARP and those places work together, we would have a little ease in the supermarkets, right? This is something that I could see that can happen, and they can use the ID numbers, because BARP has the people national registration number as well as their own. Can't you see that as well?
Yeah, but what I'm seeing here, because another message came through via WhatsApp. This person is here saying that they're this morning at 9:40 at Howard's supermarket, there were 25 people, and the majority of them crowded the door. No lines, no physical distancing, nothing. What is clear to me is that there are some Barbadians, and I wouldn't say all, because there's some people who are at home right now adhering and probably haven't even left home. But there are some that just not getting it. And when you don't understand, or you just pretending, then I think that the government needs to put some more strict measures into place, and that would be by way of police and the BDF. If it is that people have been asked, please line up properly, wait, social distancing, all of these things that you've asked, you've repeated it and repeated it. Now, last time I checked, when I looked on social media, I don't see any children in any line. And I can understand where children don't hear. I just don't get how we have adults that have children that discipline their children to listen and not listening. That is a problem. So I feel that we've come to the stage of whatever we come up with, we need the help of the police at this stage and the BDF to make individuals do what they're supposed to do. I think the government has been lenient. I think that they put different things into play to try to see if Barbadians would listen. And those who don't, I believe now it's time that they hear.